The rest of the story. The Society of American Bacteriologists remembers A.C. Evans as one of its most distinguished past presidents. One discovery in particular made Dr. Evans famous. It has been hailed as one of the outstanding achievements in medical science in the early 20th century, the identification of the cause of a debilitating and often deadly malady once described as one of the most miserable diseases of man. The medical term is brucellosis. In those days, it was simply undulant fever. In fact, it was often mistaken to have been several different diseases affecting both people and animals. In humans, undulant fever was insidious in its onset, practically impossible to diagnose at first, although recurring high temperatures and malaise usually accompanied it. And no one had a clue as to the cause until this microbiologist named A.C. Evans finally cracked the case. Undulant fever was not several diseases, but one. Dr. Evans discovered it was caused by a solitary microorganism, one found in common cow's milk, and that prevention of the disease could be accomplished simply and surely through the process of pasteurization, and that ought to have been that, but... Well, this is the rest of the story. Dr. Evans' contemporaries, the scientists of that day, were incredulous. For one, whenever milk had been suspected of having caused undulant fever, it was tested and found not to have been spoiled. It even smelled and tasted fresh. But the milk was not the source of the problem, Dr. Evans responded. It was the cow herself. She was already infected with the microbe and passed it into her milk through infected udders. So the milk was at once fresh and at the same time contaminated. Now, pasteurization at that time was used mainly to prevent beer and wine from spoiling. The dairy industry was not then equipped to pasteurize milk, nor were dairy producers eager to make the investment necessary to do so. Furthermore, the cows from which suspect milk had come usually appeared completely healthy, and so was Dr. Evans' theory summarily rejected. Well, the brilliant microbiologist refused to relent, and while other scientists restricted their investigation of undulant fever, Dr. Evans conducted secret research involving fresh milk drawn directly from cows' udders. Yet even after the origin of brucellosis was thus absolutely discovered, the dairy industry and the scientific community continued to dismiss Evans' breakthrough for almost a decade. History has recorded that the findings of A.C. Evans were eventually accepted, that the consequent widespread pasteurization of milk virtually wiped out the plague of brucellosis all over the world. But don't let it be forgot why. Why the doctors and the researchers and the bureaucrats turned their backs on A.C. Evans for so long. I mean, the main reason. For Evans announced the discovery of the cause of undulant fever in 1917, 11 years before being named president of the Society of American Bacteriologists. And quite in fact, Evans was never a medical doctor at all, nor even an earned Ph.D., but was rather the subsequent recipient of honorary degrees and belated recognition and belated respect. For in 1917, A.C. Evans was merely a health researcher for the United States government, was just plain Alice Catherine Evans. Just another woman, another female nobody, ignored in what was then a man's world. Now you know the rest of the story.